This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump hosted a signing ceremony at the White House Tuesday for the normalization of relations between Israel and the Arab states of the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain. In his remarks, President Trump said these visionary leaders will sign the first two peace deals between Israel and Arab states in more than a quarter century. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, UAE Foreign Affairs Minister Abdullah bin Zayed, and Bahrain Foreign Minister Abdellatif bin Rashid Al Zayani signed the so-called Abraham Accords on the South Lawn of the White House. Mr. Netanyahu said this peace will eventually expand to include other Arab states and ultimately can end the Arab-Israeli conflict once and for all. The Israel-UAE deal was initially reached on August 13th between Israel and the United Arab Emirates, with Bahrain announcing last Friday it will also formally recognize the Jewish state. Gulf Arab countries had long conditioned full normalization of ties with Israel on progress on the two-state solution, envisioning an independent Palestinian state alongside Israel. Palestinian Prime Minister Mohammed Shtayyeh, condemned the Abraham Accords, calling it a black day in the history of Arab relations. The U.S. city of Louisville, Kentucky, has agreed to pay $12 million to the family of Breonna Taylor, a black medical technician who was shot to death in her apartment in March during a no-knock police raid linked to a bungled drug investigation. The payment in the civil suit came as federal and state investigators continue to probe the circumstances surrounding the death of the 26-year-old Taylor and whether three police involved in the incident should be criminally charged. You're listening to VOA News.